When I was in the primary school, I've taken the test like naming what's Cambridge English, something like that, and then I've joined a class with my classmates and then the teacher was a native English speaker, and then we loved going to the class because the teacher was very funny, and then she designed many games and movie sharing sessions with us. We think that the class was really interesting, and we are really learning English in the that's our extracurricular activity, but we think we can really learn English in that class rather than the normal classes. So I think it would be the most memorable learning experience. For other classes, I don't have any like memorable things to talk about. And then for memorable English reading, I've read a book from Nick, who's the man without arms and legs.
Oh, yeah.
I've read that book from him.
Yeah,
Nick. I've read, that's the only English book I've read. The book, the story of that guy is really inspiring, and then I've actually quote some of his sayings to my own notes, so that I can read. I can remind myself when I'm free, and then I can turn to the page and read through his quotes. Yeah, most memorable English reading experience.
Oh, that's a really inspiring way to learn, and especially when you're quoting people you look up to, their quotes, and I think it's a kind of inspiration. And I was also wondering, you mentioned you learned English through watching a movie sharing group and other extracurricular activities at school with your English teacher. So, do you mind telling me why learning English in this way had helped you, in advancing English?
For the regular classes, the teachers would tell you to read through the textbook and do the exercise page by page. I think that way is rather boring, but for the video, movie sharing, maybe the movie is talking about some interesting stories or inspiring stories. The vocabulary in those movies are not very difficult, and I can feel that the teacher has choose the most suitable movie for that level of the English level of primary students and secondary school students. Then I think through watching the movies, we can learn not only the vocabularies and also how to speak English, like the characters in the movie. So I think we can learn the sentence structures very easily through the movies.
I see, that's correct. So I also want to ask you about the book you read about Nick, and I think it's really special that you kind of take down a quote you like. And do you do that to other books you read or other movies you've watched, and you write down a quote and all that?
As I said, I think it's the only English book I've read, but for some Chinese books or some movies, I have done such things before.
Okay.
And maybe actually just very little. Yeah, but I think the quotings can really help to remind myself for some meanings of life or something.